Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Brother Oscar. I can't hear anything.
I don't know what's going on. You should be on, Brother Chris.
Yeah, I just called in. I'm on the show, but I can't hear. There's no sound.
All right. We got to do what? You want to do it like this?
Like we did yesterday? Yeah, some kind of technical problem on that.
From the word that we're coming on kind of different today because of all the confusion that we are having coming on, and we want to apologize. We had to cut a pre-song, so just be patient with us as we try to work ourselves in this new platform that we're on, BTR. We try to work on all the kinks so that we all can bring on a beautiful program to your listening ears. We do want to apologize from yesterday. It was cut off to yesterday, so we want to apologize for that. Just be patient
right.
with us, and we are going to work out all the kinks pretty soon. Again, you're listening to Chatting from the Word, and we are his host, Brother Oscar.
And Brother Chris.
Here on the BTR platform, where we are chatting about the Word from the Word and putting that all-important
snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian wall.
Crackle and pop. And we are so glad to do it. We are really so glad to do just that. We want to thank the Lord for blessing us with another wonderful benefit of another wonderful day. It was the psalmist who wrote in Psalm 103, verse 1 and 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." My friend, the Lord has blessed us with another benefit of another wonderful day.
Yeah.
We are on the top swan, and not the swan on top of us. And we are on this side of heaven with another wonderful day. Yes, he has. Yes, he has given all of us on this side time of heaven another wonderful day. Giving us all a second chance, another chance to make what's wrong in our lives right, so that we may walk closer with him, Brother Chris.
Absolutely. We just thank the Lord. The Lord is good.
Amen.
And he is our refuge. He is our security. He is our shelter in the time of storm.
Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. Always, Brother Chris.
Yeah,
always.
That's right.
We want to, if this is your first time listening, we want to thank you for listening in. We want to welcome you to the program. But not only welcome you to the program, but we want to thank you for having your ears on and let you know that you are our only guest. And we want to thank you for listening in. And if you love what you're listening to, tell your neighbors, shout it from the mountaintop, shout it from the rooftop, that Chatting from the Word is on at 2 p.m. my time. And what's your time, Brother Chris?
It's 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time here in California.
That's Brother Chris time. And we're so delighted to bring this wonderful program to you at this time. Amen and amen. And of course, we want to ask you for your contributions. If you can help us out on this program to bring it to the airways in a more, better way so that we can reach more people, and nowadays, and it's costing us to bring this program on. And many of you are giving, but we need more to give to this program so that we can keep it going and going.
Amen.
And at least give us $5 as your love offering. At least begin at $5. And if you're wondering where to send your proceeds, we do have an account on PayPal. Just pull up the PayPal web page and put in my email address, which is lowercase Oscar York 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York 3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to Zelle and put in my email address again, which is lowercase Oscar York 3443@gmail.com. Again, that is Oscar York 3443@gmail.com. And we would appreciate any amount beginning at $5 that you will donate to help us out here on this fine, fine program. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now, what are you listening to? What is everybody listening to, Brother Chris?
Well, they should be listening to us. From the Word. And Brother Chris on BTR.
And
put in a snap and crackle and pop in your Christian walk.
Delighted to do it. Yes, we do. We're very delighted to be able to put that snap, crackle, and pop in your Christian walk.
Amen.
You know, we just need, sometimes as Christians, we just need that insurance. Insurance to make sure everything will go well and we can be strong in the Lord and keep on living for the Lord. Amen.
Absolutely. All right, all right. It is currently in Richmond, California on this Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. It is currently at 61 degrees Fahrenheit. The air quality at this moment is at 0.39. The wind gust outside is at 4 miles per hour. The humidity is at 83% and the visibility is at 9.9 miles. And the pressure of the barometer instrument records currently at 30.19 inches, and the dew point is at 52 degrees. It is forecast as a high with zero chance of rain today of 70 degrees here in Richmond, and after 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, it will drop down to a chilly 48 degrees. And in my beloved brother, neck of the woods, in the great state of Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, it is currently at the moment 76 degrees, partly sunny. And the air quality in Dayton is at 0.56, and the wind gust is at 8 miles per hour. The humidity is at 46%. And the visibility is at 9.9 miles, and the barometer pressure instrument records currently in Dayton at 29.83 inches, and the dew point is at 49 degrees. The high today forecast in Dayton is moderate, and a high will be 77 degrees, partly sunny with 8% chance of rain. And after 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock p.m. for Eastern Standard Time, because my beloved brother's 3 hours ahead of us here in California, it will drop down to a mild 54 degrees Fahrenheit in Dayton, Ohio. God bless you and all my listening audience out there. And this is the weather report from your beloved brother, Chris. I'll turn it back over to Brother Oscar.
All right. Thank you, Brother Chris, for the weather report. We have our own going to waste your listening time listening to nothing. We're going to give you something to listen to here on Chatting from the Word. Of course, we try to play an introduction part, an introductory song, and maybe we have that together maybe on tomorrow. Our prayer time will be coming up pretty soon, and the scripture text that we are going to use for our prayer time will be Isaiah 40:28-31. That is Isaiah 40:28-31. And if you want to read along with us, you're welcome or invited to do just that during our prayer time. And of course, we are going to have the lesson. Of course, we are going to have the chat for today. And we're chatting on the subject, temptation. Temptation. How to avoid it, when to recognize when we are tempted, and then what is the answer when we are tempted. And we all know the answer is being in the seed, staying with the seed, which is Jesus Christ. And we all get tempted at times. Yes, we do. A lot of us, we do fall. But the catch is, we as Christians, we can get right back up and ride the horse, have a little talk with our Lord, tell him we're sorry, and get right back up and walk with that snap, crackle, and pop. Amen.
Amen.
And of course, we're talking about temptation. And the scripture that we're going to use will be, well, we begin with 1 Corinthians 10:13-23, 1 John 3:6-9, 1 John 2:15-17, 2 Peter 2:20-22, James 1:14-17, James 1:12-15, 1 Corinthians 16:13, and 2 Thessalonians 2:15. And if you want to follow us during our chat, you are welcome to do.
Amen.
And my friend, that was your snapshot of the program today. Your snap. Amen. And amen. My friend, are you ready to get on board this train? The Gospel Explosion. And if you're ready, get on board. All is on board. Amen. This is our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can send it to my email addresses, which is lowercase, Oscar York, 3443@gmail.com, or you can send it to chattingfromtheword@gmail.com, or you can put it on any page that you are listening to the program through, or you can put it on my Facebook page. If you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, and if you have a prayer request that you want to keep confidential, that is fine with us here on Chatting from the Word. We do respect your confidentiality. Just simply say, Brother Oscar, pray for me, and call my name, and I'll be so delighted and so blessed to do just that. Again, if you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for here on Chatting from the Word, you can use those avenues to get your prayer request to us. And don't forget those that we've been praying for all this time, those that lost loved ones, those that are going through struggling, the Uvalde, Texas parents who lost their babies, and others who lost a mother and a father. And, of course, we want you to keep in prayers the Ukraine and Russia conflict, and those that try to make a difference in the world when it comes to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, of course, keep myself and Brother Chris in your prayers.
Absolutely.
Pray for me, us, as we pray for you. Amen. And the scripture text that we're going to use on our prayer time will be Isaiah 40:28-31. Isaiah 40:28-31. And if verse 28, the prophet Isaiah penned these words, "Has I not known, has I not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fadeth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Amen and amen. My friend, are you ready to approach the throne of grace in time of need? Because we all need to get on our knees and talk with the Father. Are you ready to humbly, submissively approach the throne of grace so that we may have a little talk with our Father on this wonderful, wonderful day? Brother Chris.
Amen. Now let's bow our heads to our Heavenly Father. Father God, Lord Jehovah, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another day that we have never witnessed before. We thank you, Father, for our listening audience and all that support this ministry on BTR. We thank BTR for allowing us to be able to share the glad tidings of the kingdom of God to our listening audience. Father, we pray for a lost world. We pray that, Father, we can direct precious souls to thee, Father, through your darling Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for forgiveness of sin by word, thought, or deed since the last time we have petitioned unto you, Father, and that, Father, that you can strengthen us in these perilous times. Father, all the various temptations, Father, and the wiles of Satan, Father, we thank you, Father, that you have caused us to be delivered thus far, Father, and we pray, Father, for others that are in this struggle as well, Father, that they will clothe themselves in the righteousness of thee, Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray, Father, for traveling grace for all our brethren who are traveling, especially those that are in the business of spreading the gospel call, Father, to those that may have an opportunity to get salvation for their soul. We pray, Father, for all our brotherhood. We pray, Father, for that you continue, Father, to strengthen Brother Oscar and myself, that we can continue to do the ministry, these podcast ministries, and to be able to work with our local church, Father, and to help precious souls, Father, and strengthen and build up the brethren in the body of Christ, Father. We thank you, and this is our prayer on this day. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris. By prayer. We hope that you read our scripture text along with us and pray along with us, and we always hope that we pray for something that is on your mind. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, this is our second part of the program, and we want to welcome you to our second part. We really do. This is the second part, and we just want to welcome you to the program, and we want to thank you for having your ears on this long to keep on listening to the program. And so far, we hope that you have been uplifted and encouraged by the program so far. And as we said, this time, we want to ask for your contribution.
Amen.
If you have not given your contribution, do so. Do so. We're only asking for at least $5. At least $5. And if you can give at least $5, we do have an account on PayPal. Just go to the PayPal webpage and pull up PayPal.com and put in my email address, which is lowercase OscarYork3443@gmail.com. Again, that is lowercase OscarYork3443@gmail.com, or you can go to Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E, and again, put in my email address, which is lowercase OscarYork3443 gmail.com.
Amen.
And we'd be so delighted if you will do just that. And try to do it today if you can. Do it today. Amen. And amen. Hey, what are you listening to? Brother Chris, what is everybody listening to?
They listening to BTR. And Brother Chris.
Here on the BTRO platform, where we are chatting about the word from the word and putting the all important
snap, crackle,
and
pop
in your
Christian world.
Yes, we are. We are so glad to do it. And we hope that you, we are encouraging you to keep on in there for the Lord, because it is very important that you keep hanging in there with the Lord if one day you want heaven to be your home. Amen and amen. Now we're at our chat time. This is our chat time. This is when we're chatting with you. We really enjoy chatting with you, and you can chat back with us. And if you want to chat back with us, our chat back number is 319-527-6722. If you want to chat with us at any time or during our chat time, you're welcome to do that. And our chat number is 319-527-6722. It is time, if you want to chat with us, you can call that number and let us know what you think, and can tell us about being tempted through these scriptures. Do that. Again, the number is 319-527-6722 if you want to chat with us during our chat time. And I'd be amiss if I don't say this. Here on Chatting from the Word, we just don't teach. We just don't preach. But what we do, we chat about the Word of God. We want to try to reason with you. We don't want to talk over you or under you, but we want to reason with you when it comes to the Word of God. And as I said, if we can reason with our dog Rogo to roll over, we should be able to reason with one another when it comes to the Word of God. Many people may say the most confusing thing or the most things that we argue about is religion and politics. Now, I can understand politics, but when it comes to religion, God's Word, it is written down in the book of life. And the only thing we need to do is to follow it. But many of us, we want to put ourselves in the midst of God's Word. But what we need to do is read God's Word for ourselves and see what it is containing and what it is saying to every one of us. But the reason why, as I just said, the reason why we don't do that is because we're looking at self. We want to teach what grandmama and granddaddy or grandpa or mama and daddy have told us over the generations. But when we have proven, you have proven to yourself what they taught is not contained in the God's Word, that's when you need to make the change. And if Brother Chris says something today to help you make the change, listen to him. Listen to God's Word.
Amen.
See, myself and Chris, we're just tools that the Lord is using to get the message to you. We just hope that you're listening, that you're paying attention, that you have your ears on, that you have God's Word open to the things that we have said. And if you need to make that change, make the change before it's everlasting too late. Don't procrastinate, because if we procrastinate, we will lose our opportunity.
Amen.
To be with the Lord. And we never know when he may call us home. We never know when he will call us home. And now is Brother Chris here with the chat for today. And as we said, you can call in. Call in number 319 727-672-6722. And he is Brother Chris.
All right. Thank you, Brother Oscar, for that introduction. And to let our listening audience to have an opportunity to come and to be a part of our podcast, we thank you. We thank you for your support. We're going to open up in the book of James in the New Testament. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. As James chapter 1, verses 12 through verse 15, it says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." Verse 13, "Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one." Verse 14, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire." Verse 15. "Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death." And when we think about this particular passage of scripture in this context, in self-reflection, where we do stand, you know, in military mindset, when it comes to artillery and being trained for battle, the order is at which an action on the position ceases immediately in the military sense. When we stand fast, we are abiding, we are adhering, we are holding fast, we are persisting in the things that God wants, the principles that God has set for our life. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, the Apostle Paul states to the Corinthian brethren, in the spring of 57, AD 57, he tells them, I'm reading from the NIV translation or New International Version, "Be on guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong." Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, all of us understand that if we're going to have a chance, we have to trust God. We have to be in God's safety net. We have to understand that God is a shelter in the time of storm. God shelter us from the pursuit and danger or trouble. He secures us. He's the security and refuge for our soul. He's a place of safety. When you think of evil in the adjective sense, evil is immoral. Evil deeds are ungodly, unholy, malicious. They can be vicious. They can be ruthless. They can be diabolical, black-hearted, demonic, depraved, degenerate, corrupt. These are just some of the synonyms. It can be despicable, wicked, horrible, low down. These are characteristics that are satanic, that are attributed to the devil. Now, when we read in James chapter 1, James says, "Blessed is a man who remains steadfast under trial." Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be tried by Satan. We are going to be He's going to try to entice us. Sometimes we're enticing ourselves. That's why I say let's think about self-reflection. We can entice ourselves, like it's mentioned in verse 14, "But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire." We have to understand that Christ is the freedom we need. from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Paul tells the church of Galatia, "For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery." Did you not know, brothers and sisters, we can be a slave to sin, but we need to be a slave to righteousness of God. We need to have God put his yoke on us to learn of him, learn of his ways, learn of his sacredness, learn of his holiness, and how he can cause us to be living above the strongholds of Satan. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 7 says, King James Version, Peter tells all the Christians scattered abroad, "The trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go under severe trial with evil, which is contrary to the will of God, evil, which is contrary to the holy character and nature of God, evil that is basically evil that can disrupt, that can reveal itself in explanatory power. It can reveal itself harmful, dangerous in our morality. Even it can mislead us against the will of God. When it comes to wickedness, perversion, ungodliness, immorality, iniquity, these are things that are the depravity and corruption of mankind. Brothers and sisters, we live in a world where they have adopted a LGBT community, which the Bible does not support. This is something that has been devised out of the mind of man. And brothers and sisters, we have to understand that if we're going to stand firm, if we're going to stand with God and trust God, and knowing that God is our security, he is our shelter, he is protecting us from danger, from the onslaught of Satan himself. Did you not know Satan is our arch enemy? Peter even told us that we're going to endure fiery trials, and we must be steadfast in our faith. We must be understanding the fact that if we're going to be steadfast, firm, fixed, settled in a military sense, that we got to be on guard. We got to be vigilant. We got to be watchful. We got to stand fast. We got to abide in the principles of God. We're talking about our topic, resisting, or solutions in resisting temptations. Solutions, some solutions in resisting temptations. We must be willing to stand fast in the liberty where we're in Christ. He has positioned us to be in a position that we can overcome the wiles of the devil, of Satan himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, from the English Standard Version. "No temptation has taken you that is not common to man," Paul tells the church of Corinth in his first epistle. "God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of that you may be able to endure it. Amen, amen. God is wonderful, isn't he, Brother Oscar? Amen. Amen. He will allow us an opportunity to escape, to endure it. He will provide the way. 2 Thessalonians, Paul tells the church at Thessalonica. He tells those Thessalonian brethren in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, English Standard Version. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Amen. Isn't that a blessing, Brother Oscar? Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Protect us, but we got to stay in him and be in him for that protection.
Don't
leave the Lord.
Right. That's right.
He will
protect us. That's right. That's exactly correct. And the psalmist even alluded to the very fact, he even confessed that my flesh in Psalm chapter 73, verse 26. Psalm chapter 73, verse 26. The psalmist says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Amen. Amen.
Yes, the Lord is our shepherd, and we truly recognize he's our shepherd. He will protect us. Have you ever seen a shepherd protecting his sheep?
That's right.
He's up all day, all night, very watchful, protecting his sheep. And the Lord will protect us. We just need to have that, you know, that relationship with him and talk with him so that he may protect us. Most of our problems, Brother Chris, we don't want to have that, you know, relationship with him.
Right.
We want to have a relationship with everybody else. But when it comes to Jesus Christ and the Lord and our Father, we need to have that connection.
That's right.
Him.
And a lot of...
That's why Jesus came down to show us how to connect with him.
That's right. Exactly. That's right. And a lot of times it's because we don't have the proper relationship with him, with God. And be, like James even says, when it comes to sin by omission, he says sin in James chapter 4, verse 17, it says, just knowing what is right and don't do it is sin. Just to know, just to have the knowledge of it, Brother Oscar, and don't follow through on our behalf. What good is it to know the truth and do nothing with it? What James is saying, not praying regularly, not standing up for what is right, not sharing Christ with others, sin by omission, a sin by neglect, sin by leaving out the principles of which God has given you in order to get you to abstain, to uphold the integrity of the Christian faith. Sins by omission. We have to understand that if we're going to have a chance, we have to realize that we are dealing with a biological, not only biological, it could, he can come in different in people. The devil can come. He's our worst arch enemy.
Amen. But you know what, Brother Chris, the chance is we got to know when Satan is there.
Yeah.
Because the world is so confused.
That's right.
The world's so confused what, how Satan comes.
Right. That's right.
The world's so confused about how Satan can influence us by using other people, other things, other methods, and we all are influenced.
Right.
And I was thinking today, Brother Chris, I'm thinking today that when it comes to my influence, when I'm influenced,
I get on my, I talk with the Father. I may not be able to be on my knees like I once did. But
right.
Father, help me.
Right.
Help me, Father. Help me when I get weak.
Right.
Help me when I get tempted. Help me, Father, to overcome. And we all need to talk with the Father when we tempt. Just come with him.
Right.
Ask him to help you. And then when you fall, especially, ask him to help you to get right back up and ride the horse.
That's
get right back up.
That's
don't
right. That's why I think. That's right. Amen. Amen, Brother Oscar, to that. Amen. And that's why the Apostle John, the beloved apostle, encourages and admonishes all believers. He says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through verse 17, he says from the King James Version, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof. Here's the key. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what we have to understand, that if we're going to have a chance to enter into eternal glory, we must make sure that we make our calling and election sure. We have to make sure that we are doing the will of God, that not just talking about the will of God, not just seeing the will of God, but we actually are practicing and demonstrating the will of God in our everyday life. Amen, Brother Oscar. Isn't that right?
Amen. Amen. We're trying to help somebody. we're trying to help somebody. That's all we do. Don't get mad at us. We're trying to help somebody.
That's right.
You're a Christian, it makes your calling and election sure.
Amen.
And that is by being obedient.
Right.
To the Lord.
Right. Exactly.
If you love me, keep my commandment.
Right.
Be loved him is the question.
Right.
If you love him, keep his commandment.
Right.
But you be in charge, talk with the Father. Say, Father, help me.
Right.
Help me to overcome. Help me to overcome the things where I'm weak at.
Yes.
We all are weak.
Right.
We all do sin.
Right.
We all do fault.
Right.
We're not perfect.
Right.
But the Lord uses us as his instrument.
Right.
To give his word to you, to help you.
Right.
To overcome some things.
Absolutely. That's right on point, my brother. 2 Corinthians, the Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, we are hard-pressed, this is from the NIV translation, on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is keeping us upright despite of being pressed on every side, being perplexed by the perilous times that we're living in with all this immorality and lewdness. Even on social media, we have to be careful in our entertainment and people who entertain us in the social realm. We have to, I remember Flip Wilson, he said, the devil made me do it. You know, we have to keep in mind that the devil is nobody to play with. He is a diabolical entity, and he can use different vices, different sources to get us tripped up. He can come. He can persecute us. He can try to crush us. He can try to keep us in despair. But when God is in the center of our life, Brother Oscar, and our listening audience, he will keep us upright. He will keep us safe. He will keep us in the shelter in the time of storm. He will free us from trouble. He will free us from danger. He will provide us a place of safety. He will provide us a way to escape, to endure temptation. Amen, amen, amen. Huh?
When the Lord crushes you, and you mentioned the word crush.
Right.
Sometimes the Lord do crush us.
Right.
He crushes our heart to make us see him. And when the Lord is crushing your heart to make him see him, you need to look up to him.
Right.
You really do.
That's right.
David said, sorry, Brother Chris. I'm thinking about Psalms, the 50-50 division.
Okay.
What the David says? Because David was crushed many times.
Right.
But David always came back and said, Father, help me. Help me. I'm crushed.
Right.
I'm crushed. And he told the Father to help him have a clean heart, oh God.
Right.
Help me.
Yeah, Psalms. That's also Psalm 51. Right, right.
And when he was asking the Lord to create in him a clean heart, the Lord had to get David at the point that he is looking up to him.
Right.
But he is down. But he is hurting. So God had to create in David a clean heart.
That's right.
Brother Chris, Psalms 51.
Psalms 51. Yeah. Okay, we got about 5 minutes. All right.
I got it, Brother Chris.
You got it? Go ahead.
What David writes, and I'm starting with verse 7, he said, purge me.
Amen.
And I shall be clean. Wash me. And I shall be watered in snow.
That's right.
Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities.
Amen.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within
me. That's right.
Oh, you see, that David got at the point where he called out to the Lord. Say, create in me, clean me, wash me, make me whiter than snow. Make me to hear the joy of gladness that the bones thou hast broken.
Right.
Oh, David was broken, but through his brokenness,
right,
he wants the Lord to work with him, Brother Chris.
That's right. That's right. That's why it should be incumbent upon all Christians. You know, for it would have been better if we have not known the way of righteousness and to know and to renege and to be disobedient, rebellious to God. It would have been better for us not to have known the way of righteousness, the way of truth. In 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 through 22, quickly from the King James Version, Peter says, for it, if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein. We're got ourselves all messed up with sin, with that depraved state of man, our sinful nature, and overcome. The latter end is worse than the beginning. Verse 21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it. That go back to what we were talking about in James, to know the truth and don't do it, or to know what is right and don't follow through. That's like I know the truth, but I ain't going to do nothing with it. And he says, after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. In verse 22, finally. But it is happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again. That's how God sees that. Brother Oscar, he sees that we're to mess ourselves up. We done got ourselves all dirty and nasty and messed up, and to sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Oh man, we done got ourselves leading. We not only got dirty, we are rolling in it, like in all of this filth and mud, and that's what sin does to us.
God's word to wash us. We need to let Christ
right.
wash us. We are baptized in the water of the grave of baptism.
That's right.
That continues on washing us.
Right.
We need to get up by wallowing in sin.
Right.
And allow Christ to wash us.
Amen.
Allow his word to clean us.
Right.
Allow his word to stay with us. Allow us to be with the seed, to stay with the seed, and to allow the seed to cleanse us
right.
inside and out. And that's a continuous cleansing, Brother Chris.
Right. 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. That's what you're saying, that progressive cleansing, that ongoing cleansing, what you're talking about. There you go.
Amen. And amen. That continue on cleansing.
Right.
Cleansing. Hey. So, my friend, when we are tempted, then we do fall, we can get right back up if we have been washed in his blood. Faithfully following him, and if we are in his body, the body of Christ,
right,
he cleanses us.
Right.
Continuous basis. We must get on up. We can't stay.
Right.
Following in that sin.
Right.
It's called living in sin. And amen.
Right.
And amen.
Amen. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Clean us up. Having heard the word. Yes. Have you heard the word? Do you really believe in what we're saying in regarding to some solutions in resisting temptation? Because blessed is a man that endure temptation, for when he is tried, or blessed is a man that is steadfast under trial, that he may receive a crown of life. If this message today from Brother Oscar and myself has been a blessing to you, listen, and as we chatting through the word, from the word, I hope that you, if you are truly believing, you have not believed and you have not obeyed the gospel of Christ, having heard the word of God, do you truly believe it? Are you willing to repent of your sins, confess the sweetest name on mortal tongue? Are you willing to crown Christ in your life and make him the center of your life? If you're willing to do that as a penitent believer, as a with a repentant heart, then you're accepting baptism for remission of sins. In the watery grave of baptism, where you contact the blood of Christ, Acts 20:28, because the church by Christ is purchased by his own blood. And we contact that blood. That is the agent that is cleansing us from all our past sins in that watery grave of baptism by submersion. When we come up out of that watery grave of baptism, it is an answer of a good conscience toward God, made possible by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3:20-22. We urge you to be baptized if you have not been submerged into Christ. Galatians 3:26-27, for we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus, for as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. We get into Christ. We get into his church by baptism. He adds us to the church because the church has been cleansed by his blood. When you obey the gospel call, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, dying to the love and practice of sin, the death, being buried for baptism is the burial, just like Christ was buried in the rocky tomb for 3 days and rose in the third day after his crucifixion. When we come out of the water, we grave for baptism. We are a new creation in Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. We are raised with a new mind, a new heart, as a new creature in Christ. You're added to the New Testament church, the New Testament body of Christ. The church established by Christ, built by Christ, sanctioned by Christ, governed by Christ. Christ is the head of it, and he is the one that is the founder of it, that you can read about in the sacred scriptures. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is right, Brother Chris. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get on out of here, Brother Chris.
Go right ahead. Go ahead and pray. You want me to pray? All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to share a little word today. And we ask that the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all as believers until we meet again at the next appointed time. Lord, we ask that you be with us all in our listening audience. God bless them all, and God bless the church by Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love somebody. Love everybody.